Hey everyone, this is Chris here. I'm going to be playing Blank Block from Lightech Interactive. This is a puzzle game where you have a board of pieces and you have to clear them off the board. I believe this is a version of a slide puzzle, but correct me if I'm wrong. I thought this one was actually quite cool. I'm going to demo it for you. I'm going to be playing the beginner and intermediate difficulties of this. As with all these other games, you may have to run it as admin when you download and install it. And there is also a configuration program that you have to run prior to playing the game. Basically, it asks you for your first name, last name, email address, and then it has a place to choose your country. So once you run through that, you should be good to go. So with that being said, let's take a look at Blank Block.
Start window. Play Bop It. Play Blank Block.
Here we go.
Blank Block.
Please select an option from the following menu. Play game.
Alright, so
load game.
This is really loud.
Check speakers. Send score. View score tables.
Up and down arrows. Go through this.
Check speakers.
A lot of these are pretty self-explanatory. I'm gonna do a speaker test.
Check speakers.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
Send check load game. Play game. Please select a skill level. Beginner. Intermediate. Advanced.
So we have
expert, master,
beginner,
beginner,
intermediate, advanced. Okay, let me choose
loading.
Beginner real quick, and then I'll try to talk about this. Alright, so I just paused the game with P. So we have beginner, intermediate. I think it's beginner, intermediate, advanced, expert, and master. Each of these gives you a larger sized board. I think beginner is 3x3, intermediate is 9x9. I forget what the other ones are. I know master is 32x32, so that is quite a large board, and that will take you a long time to complete it. So essentially, what you're doing is you're having to clear the board of pieces. Now, to go over a few aspects of this game, P will pause and unpause the game. T checks your time. The more quickly you can clear the board, the more points you get. S checks your score. Up, down, left, and right moves around the board and tells you what's there. And V turns on the voice mode. Now, what's cool about this game, and I will show you in just a second, if you turn the voice on, it will tell you what you're doing and what actions are happening. But if you don't need the voice, you can turn it off and just listen to the sound effects. So that is really cool. You can use the voice mode to help you learn, and then once you become proficient, you can turn it off and play using just the audio cues. So let me unpause this game. So we have a 3x3 grid. I'm going to go to the top left, and I'm going to hit V.
Voice on.
So we have
piece.
Okay. There's a piece at the top left corner.
Piece. Empty.
And there's an empty square at the top right. And then if I go down one row.
Piece.
And then left.
Piece. Piece.
And that sound means that you're at the edge of the board.
Piece.
And then if I go down to the last row, we've got a piece.
Piece. Piece.
Now what's cool is if I don't want that.
Voice off.
I can turn the voice off. I know that these are pieces. If I go back up here, this is an empty square. Also, you can hit B, which will tell you how much of the board you've cleared.
0%.
Which is currently at 0. So the way you do this is you have to have two pieces that are adjacent to each other. You move to the second piece. So for instance, I'm at the top left corner. I'm going to hit the space bar to highlight the piece. Also, when you arrow over a piece that is highlighted, it will play that sound, or
voice on piece, selected piece.
It'll tell you that.
Piece unselected, piece selected, piece unselected.
If you try to do an invalid move, like if I'd say I want this piece.
Piece selected, piece, invalid, piece selected, piece unselected.
So piece. Each
voice off.
Each sound has its own unique, or each action has its own unique audio cue. So let's take this piece at the top left corner, hit the space bar on it, and I'm gonna go two to the right. So that's a piece, and that's a blank area. And I'll hit the space bar. That sound means that the piece has been cleared. So now we have two empty squares at the top, and then one piece at the top right corner. And if I hit B,
12%.
So 12%. So let's see, what else can we do? We have two pieces down here. Let's take this one at the bottom of the second column. And I'll go up twice to the empty square. Clear that. We have two pieces over here on the right at the top. I'm gonna go to the top right corner. Highlight that, go to the top left where the blank is. And I think that sound means that you've cleared an entire entire column or row. So we have two pieces over here at the bottom right quadrant. I'm gonna go to this one at the bottom right corner, highlight it, go up to the top of the column here on the right side, clear that. Now, the other thing that you'll have to do is use points to move pieces. So if I hit S,
22 points.
So it costs points to move pieces, but you may have to move pieces if they're not in the correct order to let you clear them. So we have three at the top left. And then one, yeah, so three in column one and one at the top of column three. So we need to move, let's move this piece in the top right once to the left. So to move pieces, you hit enter.
Move piece two.
And then up, down, left, or right. So I'm going to move this one piece to the left.
Left.
If you don't want to move your pieces, you can hit escape and that will cancel the move action. So you have two here and then a blank spot on the top right because it moves the piece over and gives you the blank thing on the top right. Let's go to this one over here, the top left, and back over here. Clear that. We've got two on the bottom here. I'm going to highlight this one on the bottom left. Clear that out. Now we have two pieces left. One on the top right, one on the top left. So we'll move this one to the left, the one on the top right.
Move piece two, left.
So we get there. Two pieces on the left, and then one blank space on the right. And that's how you complete that level.
Board complete.
Your final score is 110 points.
Please select an option from the following menu.
Start window.
Right, so I'm going to get out of that for right now so I can explain some stuff. So that's the beginner difficulty. That one's pretty easy. It gets harder. I'm going to do my best to play the intermediate difficulty. Now, the problem with this game is you have to be careful how you clear pieces, because if you need to move pieces, you need to make sure that you move them with the least amount of effort. And actually, you don't want to move pieces unless you absolutely have to, because the more you move pieces, the more points you lose. And if you lose too many points, you actually put the game into an unwinnable state, which I very well might do with this one. With this next mode, excuse me, sorry. So I'm going to try to do this. I'm not going to explain as much because I've already done that, but we're going to see how well this actually works. But essentially, the same concepts apply. You have to have two pieces next to each other and then a blank spot. You choose the second most piece and then move to the blank area and hit the space bar to clear. I'm pretty sure the piece in the middle, if I'm not mistaken. So essentially, that's what I'm going to do.
Load play game. Please select intermediate.
All right, so let's try this. We have this, I believe, is a... let's go to the top left. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, so this is a 9x9 board. Now, you can tell it to scan by row or column. So if I hit C, well, here.
Voice on. Scanning column. Piece, 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 piece.
So that's the column.
Scanning row.
Or R for row.
Piece, 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 piece. Empty. Piece, piece, piece.
Or we can turn the voice off.
Voice off.
Which is actually faster if you just use it with the voice off. So I did the row first and then the column. So let's see here. Let's clear. Wait, let me make sure. Alright, almost got that cleared out. This stuff out.
Eleven percent
of the board cleared. Trying to figure out how I can do this here. Move this one down.
Move
here.
Piece two down.
I'm not the greatest at this because as the board gets larger, it makes it more confusing. And I'm not I'm not that great in terms of spatial stuff, but let's see how we can do this. Got that. That one. Once you get used to this, it actually goes quite fast, but I'm sorry I can't tell you what I'm doing, but this is way too complex and I can't explain it all. Let's get two there. Let's do... Now, as you clear the board, the harder it becomes.
Move piece two.
Cancel that.
Sixty-one 61%. 6 minutes, 1 second.
It's been playing for 6 minutes.
381 points. Move piece two. Left.
Move that left.
Sixty-8%.
Oh, crap.
Move piece two. Up. Move piece two. Down. 345 points.
Hopefully I don't make this unwinnable.
70%.
We got...
Move piece two. Up. Move piece two. Right. 312 points. Move piece two.
Um.
388 points. Move piece 2 up. Move piece 2 up. Move piece 2 up. Six percent, 401 points. Move piece 2 left. 371 points.
Yeah, so it uses a bit of points each time you move. So at least two there.
Move piece 2 up. 370 points.
Let's see. Can we move this one up?
Move piece 2 up. Move piece 2 up. 339 points.
Move this one.
Move
right.
Piece 2 right.
What do we got here? We got. Move
piece 2 left. 337 points. Move piece 2 left.
I may have just messed this up.
Move piece 2 left.
Also, you can save your game. I believe. Ooh, that was not what I wanted to do.
Audacity. Blink block.
Oh. Yeah, so F1 kills the music. F4 restores it. F3 turns it down. Or no. F3 turns it up. F2 turns it down. F1 turns the music off. F4 restores it to its default. I'm going to turn it down a little bit. I thought there was a way to save this. I forget.
Please select a slot to save into. 1.
Yeah, so F5 will save your game.
2, 3, 4, 5.
There are 5 save slots.
4 to 1. Game save.
I may have just broken this. Let's see if we can do. Oh, wait, hang on.
Move piece 2 up.
I forget. I'm not sure what all the sounds mean. I think it means you moved it into a valid position.
94%, 305 points.
Crap.
13 minutes, 27 seconds.
Yeah, I've been playing this forever. Let's see, can we move? Uh-oh. That's the column. Wait.
Move piece two, up. Move piece two, up.
There we go.
-95% to 154 points.
I may have just broken this. Wait, is this the only... Wait, hold on, where's the other piece? That column's empty. Let's just do... Oh, wait a minute.
Move piece two up. To 144 points. Move piece two up.
Wait, can we move? Oh, wait, yeah.
Move piece two up. To 113 points, 96%.
Got more of these, oh boy. Ah, okay. Got one piece there, and then I've got left.
Move piece two down.
Yeah, I think that sound means that you moved it into a place where you can clear it. So let's do...
232 points, 98%.
Okay, nothing in that column. Let's go left. Nothing. Nothing. Okay, so we got pieces. Oh, geez. Okay, we gotta move.
Move piece two, left. Move piece two, left. 172 points. Move piece two, left.
I gotta move it two more columns.
142 points. Move piece two, left. Move piece two, left. 102 points.
Oh, I just barely made it. Okay, now we move this
move
up.
Move piece
once.
Two, up.
Board complete.
Your final score is 199 points.
New high school.
I actually did it.
Please select an option from the following menu. Play game. Quit.
And we got...
Thanks for playing Blank Block. For more great games, go to www.lightingcontracted.com.
Yeah, whatever.
Audacity.
So, okay, I actually beat that. I thought I may have broken that, but... Yeah, that's basically how you play it. So you have to get two pieces next to each other with an empty space off to one side, and then you choose the second piece, bypass over the first, and then hit the empty space, which will clear it. Hopefully that makes sense. But yeah, so... That's really cool. So I just did beginner and intermediate, which is not bad at all. And I probably did that. I did it in intermediate, what, in about 15 minutes or so? So that's not too bad. Obviously, the higher difficulties make it much more challenging. I think if you play on Master, that could take probably an hour or two. So if you want a challenge, definitely play on Master. But yeah, that's going to do it for me. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. This is a really cool game. I like it because it makes your brain work and it makes you think, and you have to go, oh, maybe I should move this here, or maybe I should not, because you need to plan how you're going to make your moves. Otherwise, you might run out of points and then you'd really be in trouble. But yeah, so that's going to do it for me for this demo. You guys take care. Bye.